All right, Reality Radio continues a little early, 9:12 a.m., but I've got my next guest, and so why wait? If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Don Christian from the Butternut Pioneer Days.
Don and I have been talking about local people, local names, being locals here in the Northwoods of Park Falls, Northern Price County, and into Southern Ashland and Iron County, too. Don, you've been in the area for your whole life, I take it, right?
Yes.
And so you've been seeing a lot of these Pioneer Days. It's the 68th annual. And we were talking specifically about how much things have changed. So before we dive into what's happening this year, would you mind just walking that back and talking about how the Sunday used to look at Pioneer Days?
Well, Sunday was, as I was growing up, Sunday was the biggest day of Pioneer Days. It was actually only, for a while, a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. And that was because of the farming community. We'd have the parade, and then everybody would come up to the park and have a good time. And after around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you'd see the crowd start to disperse because the families went home to take care of their animals, do their chores, and then they came back Sunday evening for the fireworks.
The big hurrah.
The big hurrah. That was the closing. Well, now we have fireworks on Saturday, and by 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, it's pretty much over with.
But the big thing that will probably never change, we all have to report back for duty on Monday morning, don't we?
Correct.
Don, thank you so much for being here today. You popped in the station here, and I was on my schedule. It was Glenn again for the third time, and you said, "Hi, I'm Glenn today." The perfect answer. Don, tell us about your involvement. I see you're a member of the Butternut Fire Department.
Yes.
And what else? What do you usually do with Pioneer Days? What's your role?
My role is I'm the treasurer of the Pioneer Days committee, and then it's one of the my duties is making sure the events go, that the bars have their monies, everybody's happy, they're taking place. I also line up the parade on Sunday morning. It's just a very busy weekend for me.
And in some places, a title like treasurer, you know, in some maybe different communities or organizations, the treasurer is the whole list of things you do. But in Butternut and in small towns like this, the treasurer is the extra thing you do on top of helping everybody out with anything they might need, right?
Correct.
That's just the way it absolutely has to work. And so you guys have been putting in hours and hours. I imagine you've been dedicating a lot of the last few weeks to Pioneer Days prep.
Yes, it's a big prep work. I mean, locally and in the whole area, these events could not happen if it wasn't for all the people of the community who step up and volunteer their time.
I don't know if you listen often to us here, Don, but one of the things I probably talk about a little too much, I hit it pretty hard, I'll admit, I know it, but I am constantly blown away by how we find ways to give a little bit more in ways that benefit everybody. Like, hey, how often is a party or an event like Pioneer Days a critical fundraising effort for things like fire departments and area organizations? How cool is it that we can have fun benefiting groups like that? But it all comes from the sweat and hard work and labor of people like you and your team. So thank you for making Pioneer Days possible. But Don, you mentioned you wanted to give a shout out for one particular incredibly impressive effort. We talked about it briefly with Glenn, but if you would please, what did you want to highlight with Pioneer Days this year?
Well, one of the things that started last fall with an idea that we wanted to construct a bathroom down by the ball field bar, because we always used porta potties, and we discussed it over the winter, and as things got closer and crunch time came, we said, okay, we're going to do this. And in less than a month, little over a month, I would say it is, with a whole list of great volunteers, we have a fully functional, handicap accessible bathroom up and ready and running by a ball field bar.
And I'd really love to give that effort some highlighting like you wanted to do, Don, because, you know, if you want to make four cinder block walls in the middle of a plot of land, that's one thing. But if you want a handicap accessible, properly constructed, plumbed bathroom, that's a completely different game. You're not just digging a hole and building a shack on top. That's a lot of work to pack into a month.
Yes.
I'd love to ask you how that's possible, but you've already explained a lot of hard work from a lot of awesome volunteers. Is there anybody in particular you'd like to give a shout out there by chance?
Yes. I guess, you know, my thing is, you know, Troy Schwinski you know, spearheaded, came up with the idea, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and the family of Smarts, they're plumbers throughout Wisconsin, came back, and they got the initial part going. They got the water and sewer run down there and that, and then we got the building erected, and Joe Ernst and John Schrader and their crew, they put in the footings, the building was erected, and then they finished it off. Just, you know, great volunteers. Tom Miller Electric and his crew and Johnny Lynch, they did all the wiring in it. And like I said, now in a little over a month, we have a fully functional bathroom.
So impressive, too. And, you know, you call out names and these different contributions they make. And I often talk about it with music or other creative kind of things. But what I like to highlight, too, along with that extra effort and the knack we have for raising money in a fun way, I like to highlight the amount of talent and effort and ability in the area. We live in a small town, but if you need something, there's somebody within 20 miles with the right skill set who can come to you and do the job. And wow, that's true in big towns too, but the difference is here, these are names you recognize. These are businesses you hear on the radio. These are people whose kids you rode the bus with. How many of these people you're working with are people you used to go to school with or know personally on that kind of way?
Almost all of them I've gone to school with. I've known them my whole life. It's just, they're just an amazing group of people that come together to get a, you talk about a project and I'd like to do this, and the minds come together and you get it done.
What is the one thing during the Pioneer Days festivities that you just can't miss? What is Don's thing to go watch or do?
My biggest thing that I enjoy, and that's the pipes and drums from Thunder Bay.
Oh,
they'll
yeah.
be here for the parade, and then they put on a little show afterwards. I mean, I have a little Scottish heritage in me, and bagpipes, it's just a musical instrument that does something to me.
It absolutely does. It's if you've never experienced that, it's kind of an odd thing when you encounter that thing in the world that affects you when you don't expect it. It's like, whoa, I didn't realize this was, you learn about yourself. It's kind of weird. For me, it was, and I know this sounds odd, but for me, it was demolition derbies. I went to my first demolition derby and I was sitting there and my heart rate was increased. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're hitting each other. And I was like, obviously I knew that, but I was affected in a way that I didn't expect. And so I'll always tell people, hey, go out and do things that you haven't done before. Get your kids to them. And sometimes they even come right into our own backyard. Don, why don't we briefly touch on the schedule a little bit here? Because things actually technically start tomorrow with that women's softball area alumni game. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Yes, there's that. And also the Butternut Cafe, it was a local picnic that volunteers for Pioneer Days got together on Thursday night, and we had guys that cooked ribs, and it kind of grew and grew and grew, and now the Butternut Cafe has kind of spearheaded part of that, so she'll be up there selling a plate of ribs and that, and there's the women's softball game. It's just kind of a soft kickoff to Pioneer Days.
Well, and I know how it goes, too, because we were just talking with Courtney about Flamorama in next weekend, and she was talking about Harvorama on Thursday, which technically a little separate from Flamorama, but tied right in, as anyone can tell. I think it's safe to say that when events like this happen, there's a certain crowd of people who want to just go a little bit earlier, and so you've got Butternut Cafe, you've got the women's softball alumni game. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. And like you said, Butternut Cafe will have some delicious food available. What's coming on Friday, though, when things technically really kick off?
Friday night, we start with the carnival from 6 to 10. They have the wristband special. And then the softball, which has been a great thing, you talk locally, a great rivalry. The Butternut Bulldogs and the Glidden baseball team have a game.
Oh.
And that, you know, it's, you know, the Park Falls Butternut Glidden, those rivalries go way back, and it's just something that's well attended and a great time.
I love that too, because it's just, hey, are you another town nearby? All right, here we go. Like, that's all it takes. We share a county, we share a highway, therefore we share a lot of fun with a softball game, baseball games, all through the weekend, basically. Let's continue on that schedule. There's a volleyball tournament on Saturday. What's the timing on that one?
I don't have the exact timing, but yes, there's actually the volleyball tournament. It's filled up in that there's 18 and older, and then there's under 18. They have two separate categories in it, which is a great event. One thing I do want to forget, I don't want to forget to mention, on Friday night, we have Shotgun Jane back. Very, very good band. They're back for their second year. They're well worth the trip up to Butternut to listen to.
And that's Friday night, 8 p.m. until midnight. But there's also more music coming as the days continue, with Saturday. Iron Mule will be there at 4:30 until, looks like, about 7:30.
Yes.
When, not long after, we will have the Flash Mob. So this is a new addition, Flash Mob. Can you tell me about that?
Flash Mob is a band. They're out of the Minneapolis area. None of us have ever really heard them. We've gone off a lot of recommendations, a lot of reviews. So I'm expecting another high energy band to keep the night rolling, and also on Saturday night at dusk we do have our fireworks display.
All right, and there is more music with the New Generation Polka Band on Sunday. Polka on Sunday, that's as American as apple pie to me. It fits.
Yes, it is.
So has polka always been a part of Pioneer Days, or for the most part?
Well, you know, growing up as a kid, I look at the bands that we have now on Saturday night. We used to have a polka band on Saturday night because that's what the people wanted.
Right. And that was just the tradition. And now, you know, we talk about polka. We still have polka time here on 98Q. It's hanging on. I know people have been declaring polka dead for decades now, and it was early then. It's still early. It's, sure, maybe fewer people listening, but there's this core group that will only polka. And boy, they've got energy like I've never seen. That's when I see polka dancers, it's like, man, I hope that's where I'm at that age. I don't want to speak as a young man to older people, but I will say I hope I've got the energy of a polka dancer when I become the right age for it. But Horse Pole Sunday at 1 p.m. You got Cornhole Tournament at about the same time. This flyer, Don, would you be able to leave that with us by chance?
Yes.
At the very least, I guarantee I'll take a picture of it, and we'll put this whole flyer alongside the ones we've already got on our website so people can check our events calendar and see exactly what's up this weekend. But, Don, I want to highlight it again. It technically starts tomorrow. So if you're antsy for Pioneer Days, get up there tomorrow at 6 p.m., cheer on the women's softball alumni game, and grab yourself, you said it was ribs from the Butternut Cafe? Oh, man, I didn't realize how hungry I was until you pointed that out.
One thing I want to, before we forget, you talked about the Demolition Derby. Somewhere along the same line, the mud runs on Saturday. That's going to get your heart pounding too. High-powered vehicles running through, racing side by side through mud pits.
And if you don't think that's for you, go anyway. I challenge you. For me, and I mentioned the demo derby. That was a decade ago at the Price County Fair that happened to me. Something similar happened last year though with a horse pull. Same thing. When you just see power on display like that, there's a certain part of you that just, wow. Now I know what the word awe actually means. Like, whoa. If you want that kind of reaction, check out the mud run Saturday at 1 p.m. the horse pull Sunday at 1 p.m. but whatever you do, just don't miss Pioneer Days. Don, thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy. You've got a fire department logo on your chest, and you still made time for us. I truly appreciate both of those facts, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll chat again with someone from Pioneer Days probably in the aftermath in the next couple weeks, because it starts tomorrow, 6 p.m. Get up to the Pioneer Days grounds, cheer on the women's alumni softball game, grab some ribs, and build that energy for when things kick off on Friday. Check out the full schedule and even just a picture of the flyer itself on 98qcountry.com/events. We've got one more guest coming up here soon on Reality Radio. But first, a word from sponsors, a look at the weather, and then more from us on 98Q Country.